Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Let us speak of the four padas of Uttara Ashadha Nakshatra, which falls going from the first pada of Sagittarius and the remaining three into Capricorn. So we are moving into Capricorn energies here. General energies, if you see the previous Nakshatra videos also, is maintaining victory and status through responsibility. That right there comes from the sun here. It's a sun ruled nakshatra, last of them. The first one, if you remember, was Kritika nakshatra. Second one was Uttara Falguni. Now you come to Uttara Ashadha. Alright. So it goes transitions from Sagittarius, Jupiter ruled one, going to Saturn. That's why there are two symbols there against the sun. Sun themes will apply here. Anything relating to father, relating to government, relating to moral ethical compass, relating to discipline. Sun is a disciplined planet. Rises on time, sets on time. It is always on time. That's the theme of the sun rule nakshatras. Victory of good over negativity. That's one of the themes of this. They can become workaholics. They have orthodoxy. Sun is a very orthodox planet. It's finding practical applications. Life lesson is very critical in Uttara Ashadha. People think Uttara Ashadha is just for victory, but it is the ultimate victory. And what is ultimate victory in this sense, in our 3D life that we speak of? Your individual wisdom and action merging with the collective cause is the ultimate victory. In the sense, you need to remove separatism. No me and you there. Other themes of Uttara Ashadha will include, they will gain power after initial struggles and facing problems. They need to find joy facing struggles of life's challenges, and they will do so. This energy is best used for developmental purposes to rise in life. Working for the masses, that is Capricorn, okay, ruled by Saturn. And if sun is placed here, it becomes the highest exaltation. These people might reach the pinnacle of their career, for example, working for the government. Makes a person realize no one stands with him or her except their own selfish reasons. These people realize such things in life, the truth of this. This can become a source of strength as well as weakness for them. Any planet or point placed here gives a revolutionary approach, does not accept defeat, and moves till victory is achieved. That's why Uttara Ashadha, the ultimate victory. Now let us get into the four padas. This is a very unique nakshatra in the sense, the first two padas you see is going from Sagittarius to Sagittarius, first one. Second one, Capricorn to Capricorn. So there is an exaltation of two very high energy rushes, if you want to call it. So first pada, Sagittarius to Sagittarius, what does it provide? Generalities. Engages in wasteful expenditure, wasting money with gambling, etc. No moral or ethical principles. Indiscriminate affairs. Gemini is seventh. Remember, whenever I told, we have covered this previously, whenever there is a natal to Navamsha, same Rashi or same zodiac sign transition, it usually leads to issues of the seventh house or the seventh placement from there. Sagittarius, it's Gemini. Gemini, one of the things is it's an origin of sexual desire. So it has very indiscriminate affairs. Even of religion, align yourself with righteousness. Healthy long-term betterment goals is necessary for these people. The remedy may be help the planet, signified relatives, meaning if it's Mercury, siblings, if it's Moon, mother, Sun, father, Venus, spouse, so on, Ketu, children. Help the planet or relatives with money as well as taking care of them. Mars here means help brothers, Mercury, neighbor, siblings, and so on. There is a cure buried in every pada. It's not just a doom and gloom scenario, folks. Second pada. Capricorn going into Capricorn. The exaltation of Capricorn. Mainstream would tell you that going from natal to Navamsha, if it's the same Rashi, it's exaltation. Not necessarily, it might give different results, as we can see. But there are two, unable to follow rules and regulations of life. Cancer is seventh. Remember, opposite to Capricorn is Cancer. So therefore becomes very fickle-minded. Miserly and hides wealth. Why? Capricorn is miserly. Will neither use both nor donate either. Sagittarius is 12th from Capricorn. Wealth sign. Distracted by temporary pleasures. Cancer is 7th, which is temporary relationships. The 7th from Capricorn is Cancer. All relationships become very temporal in nature. Life lesson, or how do you overcome this, is learn to give, donate to those that do not have, not hide and be miserly. Libra is 10th as karma. Third pada, Capricorn going into Aquarius. This is a 2-12 relationship. So obviously there'll be money issues. Aquarius wants a lot of money. Resources, money, unequal distribution of wealth within family. Aquarius second from Capricorn. That's why family related stuff is the root cause of all disputes. One has to sacrifice resources and work throughout for the family. Capricorn 12th to Aquarius. Dissolve disputes between family members, and controlling speech is a good remedy. Not to speak harshly or rashly. Aquarius is there, therefore it makes a random cruel remark suddenly. That's famous Aquarian sign. Last pada, fourth pada, is Capricorn going into Pisces. This is a 3-11 relationship. Keep all these things in mind when you go to the next part of this video. 3-11 relationship. Therefore, miserly hoarding wealth, lacking moral code of ethics. Okay. Pisces is third from Capricorn. Therefore, loss of ethics. Difficulty donating or letting go. Capricorn holds on to. Pisces indicates giving away. Opposite signs. Feed, donate items like clothing. This is the cure. Wealth and resources, even pencils and books to underprivileged poor people, your maids, your servants, people who work for you, because that's Capricorn. Therefore, it will help. These are the four padas of Uttarashada Nakshatra. Now let us get into details of this with planets and point placement there. If you find something in each one of these padas, leave a comment and we can address this. Share and enjoy.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Uttarashada Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Endurance, Misuse, and Righteous Reclamation. Introduction, Uttarashada, the Final Victory and the Weight of Worthiness. Uttarashada Nakshatra spans from 26640 Sagittarius to 10° Capricorn and is ruled by the Vishwadevas, gods of universal values like truth, virtue, and justice. Symbolizing the latter invincible one, it follows the raw idealism of Purva Ashada and seeks not conquest through charisma, but victory through endurance, discipline, and moral commitment. Governed by the sun and transitioning from fiery Sagittarius into grounded Capricorn, Uttarashada speaks to the soul's journey from initial glory to tested responsibility. It reveals whether one's success is sustainable, ethical, and aligned with collective good, or corrupted by excess, rigidity, or selfishness. Each of its four padas reveals a deeper karmic test, from spiritual dissipation in Sagittarius to emotional stinginess and speech-related karma in Capricorn. This is where Dharma is either stabilized or squandered. Let's explore how the four padas of Uttarashada shape the soul's journey from ambition to accountability. Uttarashada Pada 1, Sagittarius 2640 to 30°, Navamsha sign, Sagittarius, Dharma Pada elemental shift, fire to fire, motivation. Dharma, to live by values, but risks moral failure through indulgence or delusion. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly driven by ideals and beliefs, Sagittarius Rashi. Inwardly restless, self-indulgent and erratically desiring, Sagittarius Navamsha. This pada seeks truth, but often wanders into ego, uncontrolled spending, and distracted sensuality. The native may talk of morals while acting against them. Affairs, gambling, and overconfidence may burn ancestral merit. Karmic theme, waste of resources and reputation, neglect of duties toward relatives. Growth path, help those related to the planet here, e.g. Mars, brothers, Mercury equals siblings. Align with spiritual discipline. Uttara Ashada Pada 2, Capricorn 0 Diri 3D20, Navamsha sign, Capricorn, Artha Pada. Elemental shift, fire to earth, motivation, Artha, to structure life around discipline, but risks coldness, miserliness, and rigidity. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly grounded, responsible, outwardly dutiful, Capricorn Rashi, inwardly stingy, reluctant to share, emotionally rigid, Capricorn Navamsha. This pada may appear structured, but hoards resources and resents others' needs. There's resistance to flow, unable to use or give away wealth or affection. Temporary pleasures may override long-term karmic clarity. Karmic theme, holding back from duty and generosity, especially within family or work. Growth path, give consistently, not just money, but effort, attention, and time. Karma is healed through action. Uttara Ashada Pada 3, Capricorn 3D20, 640. Navamsha sign, Aquarius, Kamapada, elemental shift, earthivation. Kama, to enjoy and redistribute, but risks disruption through selfish entitlement. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally focused on legacy and labor, Capricorn Rashi, internally concerned with fairness, idealism, and reform, but also rebellion, Aquarius Navamsha. This pada often creates disputes within family, particularly over property or resources. There's a sense of being owed or misunderstood. Words become weapons, and speech may provoke karmic backlash. Karmic theme, unequal distribution of wealth, communication karma, entitlement. Growth path, control harsh speech. Dissolve conflict by sacrificing ego. Rebalance what has been unfairly held. Uttara Ashada Pada 4, Capricorn 640, Tentinkerit. Navamsha sign, elemental shift, earth to water. Motivation, moksha, to renounce and dissolve, but risk stinginess and lack of spiritual application. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally responsible, strategic, Capricorn Rashi, inwardly sentimental, confused, emotionally inconsistent, Pisces Navamsha. This pada hoards because it fears emotional exposure. Giving is uncomfortable. The soul resists vulnerability, even when blessed with abundance. Karma manifests through missed opportunities to nourish others, especially the underprivileged. Karmic theme, withholding resources from those in need, emotional misearth. Give to those who serve you. Donate time, items, emotional support. What you give is what heals you. Uttara Ashada Pada summary, four stages of earned victory. Pada 1, Sagittarius, seeks spiritual or moral triumph. Trap, hypocrisy, indulgence, neglect of kin. Growth, walk your talk. Let your ethics outlive your image. Pada 2, seeks practical control and stability. Trap, hoarding, emotional coldness, karmic stinginess. Growth, give, share, trust in replenishment through Dharma. Pada 3, Aquarius, seeks fairness and progress. Trap, speech-based karma, family disputes, ego entitlement. Growth, heal through conscious communication and selfless effort. Pada 4, Pisces, release and spiritual integration. Trap, avoidance of duty cloaked in detachment. Growth, serve the invisible. What you cling to, you lose. What you release, you transcend. Conclusion, in Uttara Ashada, victory is not what you win, but what you uphold. This nakshatra demands that you prove your worthiness to hold what was given, whether it's wealth, wisdom, or family name. Your karma is not just to protect your legacy, but to use it for the benefit of others. What you hold too tightly may decay. What you offer with reverence becomes your true inheritance. Next in the series, Shravana Nakshatra, where listening becomes the key to power and legacy is earned through humility and service. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra Pada, with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Uttara Ashada Pada 1, Sagittarius Navamsha, 20s, 40 to 30 Ds. Outer self, Rashi, principled, aspiring, expansive, Sagittarius. Inner self, Vamsha, righteous, restless, desiring recognition, Sagittarius. Motivation, Dharma, to live by truth and conviction, but risks indulgence and moral contradiction. Examples, Sun in Pada 1, charismatic, teacher-like, believes they are on a noble mission, may become dogmatic or blind to personal flaws. Result, karma improves through humility. True leadership uplifts, not commands. Jupiter in Pada 1, natural moral compass and strong spiritual lineage, but may misuse philosophy to justify excess or avoid accountability. Result, must align knowledge with action. Giving spiritual guidance must come with personal discipline. Venus in Padawan, attractive, idealistic, romantic, but drawn to indulgent or taboo relationships, may damage reputation through pleasure seeking. Result, Venusian charm becomes dharmic only when directed toward meaningful service or teaching. Uttara Ashada Pada 2, Capricorn Navamsha, Capricorn Zuzira to 13, outer self, goal-oriented, structured, committed, Capricorn Rashi. Inner self, conservative, reserved, wealth protective. Motivation, Artha, to preserve and use resources, but risks miserliness and emotional detachment. Examples, Saturn in Pada 2 exemplifies hard work and discipline. However, may suppress joy, withhold resources, or become emotionally unavailable. Result, karma heals when the native learns to share time and wisdom, not just work in silence. Moon in Pada 2, emotionally cold or self-contained, struggles to receive or give emotional support, especially within family. Result, must soften emotional control. Nurturing others heals karmic neglect. Mercury in Pada 2, brilliant strategist, precise communicator, but may speak with calculated detachment, harming others unintentionally. Result, karma purifies when intellect is used with empathy, especially in family matters. Uttara Ashada Pada 3, Aquarius Navamsh, Capricorn 3D20 to 6G40, outer self, public-oriented, dutiful, seeks status through structure. Inner self, idealistic, rebellious, unpredictable in speech, Aquarius Navamsha. Motivation, comma, to balance duty and desire, but risks ego-driven disputes and karmic conflict. Examples, Mars in Pada 3 wants to lead reform or change, but may erupt in conflict over family resources or status, argumentative and defensive. Result, learn diplomacy, strength lies in service, not domination. Rahu in Pada 3 desires influence and freedom, attracts chaotic relationships, especially involving shared wealth or legacy. Result, growth occurs through sacrifice and conscious conflict resolution, not assertion of control. Venus in Pada 3 seeks beauty, harmony, and fairness, but in pursuit may enable inequality or participate in manipulative dynamics. Result, karma lightens when the native gives away what's unused and brings harmony through action. Uttara Ashada Pada 4, Pisces, Capricorn 640, Tendigirdibi Zelf. Responsible, long-term thinker, Amoprakorn Rashi. Inner self, emotionally porous, escapist, spiritual, yet unsure. Motivation, moksha, to detach and transcend, but risks emotional avoidance and karmic hoarding. Examples, Ketu in Pada 4, highly intuitive, seeks solitude, avoids emotional or material responsibilities. May struggle to connect to reality. Result, evolution comes when spiritual insight is used in service to the underprivileged. Mercury in Pada 4 speaks from a dreamy, poetic, or spiritual place, can become disconnected from logic or overly abstract. Result, needs grounding, communicate in ways that directly help others, especially children or dependents. Moon in Pada 4, deeply emotional, but hides pain or struggles to express needs. May hoard affection out of fear of loss. Result, healing comes when nurturing flows outward, especially to servants, caregivers, or vulnerable beings. Uttara Ashada Pada summary, four lenses of sustainable victory. Pada 1, Sagittarius, seeks moral righteousness and visibility. Trap, spiritual hypocrisy, overindulgence. Growth, align ideals with action. Let Dharma guide behavior, not just words. Pada 2, seeks material preservation and legacy. Trap, hoarding, coldness, karmic rigidity. Growth, share your wealth, be it time, affection, or money with those in need. Pada 3, Aquarius, seeks harmony and innovation. Communication karma, unresolved family power dynamics. Growth, heal through empathy and collaborative decisions. Pada 4, Pisces, seeks spiritual freedom and karmic release. Trap, avoidance, emotional denial, detachment from real-world duty. Let go of fear. Practice active compassion, especially toward those who serve or rely on you. Conclusion, in Uttara Ashada, power is not the prize. Service is the proof. Uttara Ashada tests the sustainability of your victories. Did you win just to hold or to help? Did your discipline uplift others or isolate you in emotional drought? True invincibility is not about domination. It's about righteous endurance, where success becomes sacred when it's shared. Next in the series, Shravana Nakshatra, where listening becomes a sacred act and legacy is carried through humble devotion.